Keys to Learning the Kitchen Table Presentation. The four steps to learning the KTP. Step number one, repetition. Repetition, without a doubt, is the mother of all languages. I must hear, write, read, and say the techniques at a minimum of 6 times in order to retain 60%+ of the presentation. That is not enough. You need step number two, which is utilization. I must conscientiously make myself use the techniques that I'm learning as much as possible, or I will forget them. Step number three is internalization. By continually repeating and utilizing the presentation material, it will eventually become natural. Step number four is just as important as anything we've talked about, which is reinforcement. At a minimum, go back to the basics once every year to make sure that you have not fallen too far away from the basic presentation. Keys to giving a great KTP. The three vital elements to a successful presentation are, number one, make sure your presentation is educational and not a sales approach. People appreciate value, and one of the best ways to give them value is make your information educational. Step number two is to make sure that your presentation is motivational. They need to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Step number three, your presentation needs to be fun too. One of the best ways to do that is to add light and serious humor, but at the same time, make sure that you're professional and you're not over the top with your humor. As you present, remember to, number one, smile. People enjoy being around pleasant people. One of the best ways to be pleasant is to smile. Step number two, repeat their name 4 times. This shows them that you have a general interest in them. Step number three, match their speed and volume of speech for 90 seconds. This will help you to mirror their personality type. Step number four, make good eye contact. This shows them that you are confident. Step number five, as much as possible, look for commonalities so that you are relatable to them. Step number six, give a sincere, genuine compliment. Step number seven, be relaxed. Try to enjoy your time while you're there to present. Step number eight, be proud of your representation of the company. Mark, I could have chosen to represent any one of several companies that offer financial services. I chose this company because I personally have benefited from its products. I firmly believe they offer the finest. All right, well, let's go through the KTP outline. The first thing that I want to point out is that this presentation should take somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes worth of our information. Now, there are times where the client will make a lot of comments, which can make this presentation go longer. And also, if you collect data at the end of the presentation, that also could extend the time of presentation. Remember the objectives of the appointment. For example, number one is to simply impress the people that you're talking to. If that's all we do, that is a great thing. Number two, make sure that you're there to also train the new associate. If you're going through the motions, this is one of the best ways for them to learn how to do the presentation. Number three,
Section one. Proper trainer edification. One of the biggest mistakes I see trainers make is assuming that the new rep magically knows how to do proper trainer edification. Don't do it. More often than not, it'll lead you to an awkward silence at the beginning of your appointment that will inevitably start your presentation off on the wrong foot. Instead, prior to the appointment, take the time to walk the new rep through a few ideas of how they should edify properly. The following is just one of many ways that you can do that. John and Mary, I'd like to start off by introducing Section 2, the opening statement. This should take no more than 1 minute long. A few bullet points to remember while doing this. First of all, thank them for their time. It is crucial that the trainer is the one that thanks them for the time, not the trainee. The next thing to mention is that the company is currently aggressively expanding. You'll understand why we do this up front a little bit later on. The next thing you want to do is put them at ease. Right about now, they are feeling like this is going to be some type of aggressive sales presentation. Put them at ease. Let them know that it is not going to be that way. The final thing you want to do is an upfront close. Even though one of the major purposes for doing these types of appointments is to get the new rep's name out there, it is crucial that they understand that we are there to help people also. Don't miss out on opportunities to help people simply due to the fact that as a trainer, you have the wrong mentality that all we're doing is simply doing a training appointment. Section 3. Share your why. Try to make this between 1 to 3 minutes long. A few things to think about while sharing your why. This is the absolute most important section of the entire presentation. We call it selling the dream. What you're trying to do in this section is not to brag or boast or put out false impressions. What you're looking to accomplish in this section is trying to put them in a position where they wish that they had the exact same opportunity in their job or their profession. One of the best ways to do that is to appeal to several of the following 7 recruiting magnets. You don't need to do all 7, but at least choose a couple that you can integrate into your why. The first one is the opportunity to help people. Really stress the fact that we get the chance on a daily basis to help people as a crusade. One of the most common responses that people give us when they come in for an interview of what they're looking for in a job or a career is the chance to make a difference and impact others through helping people. Do not miss the opportunity to stress the importance of this one in your why. Another recruiting magnet would be learning about personal finances and the impact it could have in their own personal life to know how to manage their own money. I know for myself, that was one of the biggest reasons why I chose to work with this company. I just wanted a better grasp and understanding of my own personal finances. People are starving for financial literacy and education. This could be a great magnet to attract people to working with our company. The third possible recruiting magnet is about having control over their time. Who doesn't want to have control over their time? By working with our company, you can stress the fact that we have freedom when it comes to scheduling our own time and working the way we want to work. Most people don't enjoy alarm clocks. They don't enjoy waking up super early or staying out late at their jobs. They don't like working weekends and holidays. What an awesome opportunity you can sell the dream with when it comes to talking about freedom of time. The fourth one is earning potential. The power of our company is that people are paid for what they're worth. Now, for some people, they might not like that and it might be a rude awakening, but for people who are ambitious and hardworking, this is a dream come true to get paid what they truly deserve. Now, it's important to sell the dream about the opportunity to make good money with our company, but you also have to be careful that this can be a huge way to dissuade people or be turned off if you're trying to come across as if you are too money motivated. Have fun with this one, but definitely don't overdo it. The fifth possible recruiting magnet you could do is feeling appreciated. Everybody likes to feel appreciated. To emphasize the importance of recognition, just ask a school child when they get recognition at their school, when they've got a star on their forehead that their teacher licked. As disgusting as that is, sure enough, they love the recognition. And no, it's not just for young people. Look at soldiers. Look at people who have fought in wars who are willing to give their life and die for a ribbon. Recognition is crucial. And unfortunately, most people do not have that in their corporate jobs. This is something you can highly emphasize that our company is all about recognition. If you've been recognized with our company in any way, regardless of how small or how big, this could be an opportunity for people to understand that this company is all about recognition. I believe that the average person receives more recognition their first 30 days with our company than unfortunately they receive generally at a corporate job. Whether you've been recognized for passing your licensing exams, possibly the Rising Star Award, maybe a certificate, a plaque of any type, maybe you're the MVP of Inner Circle School, maybe you've won the Hawaii trip, $50,000 watch, or the $100,000 ring, regardless of how small or big, something you want to emphasize to people is that this company is all about recognition. The sixth recruiting magnet is the opportunity to compete. Let's face it, whether we're competing with other people or simply with ourselves, people do have that competitive bone to themselves. To prove it, just go to any kid's soccer game. Whether it's the kids themselves competing or the parents on the sideline, we are competitive by nature. It always amazes me every time I go to an organized church basketball game, the brawl that begins with prayer, how many people are still trying to prove themselves worthy to be the next LeBron James. Our company gives people the opportunity to compete with a lot less injuries. The beauty of our business is that the competition is a playful competition where we all rise together. We believe that all boats rise with the tide. The final possible recruiting magnet is the opportunity to give back to others. Section 4, the dissatisfaction test. This should take anywhere from about 3 to 4 minutes. This is otherwise known as the getting to know you section. All right, this is the important section where you get to be Dora the Explorer or Sherlock Holmes. What you're trying to find out is if they are potentially recruitable. No, I want to emphasize that we are not looking to recruit every human being, simply someone who can fog a mirror. We're trying to find the right person who is also looking for us. If your focus is to be more of a producer with our company, it is still very important that you do this section. Had it not been for someone who had this recruiting focus, I would not be with this company, nor would you. That's why our name is Team Hero. We help everybody realize the opportunity, including the recruiting opportunity. Use the following sequence of questions in order to help you figure out if the person has any sort of dissatisfaction or interest in a possible career path with our company. The first question I'd start with is the easy one. Just simply asking them, what do you do for... Section 7, the need. Alright, upon completion of that last section, it's very important that you now take out your brochure, turn it towards the people you're talking to. Yes, this means you have to learn to read a little upside down. Something really important to mention to you throughout the entire presentation is not to talk at just one person if there is more than one individual in the room. It's important that you also bounce your eyes, your comments, and questions at all people throughout the entire presentation so that everyone feels included. Do not segregate somebody. There's no better way for someone to not like you. Once you've turned your brochure to the clients, it's a simple process. Simply ask the question as it's stated on the brochure. John and Mary, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how necessary is money in our lives? Now most people are going to rate it pretty highly, a 7, 8, 9, a 10, even sometimes an 11, but every once in a while you will get someone who answers it on the lower scale. Most of the time they misunderstood the question. They're thinking that we're trying to... Section 6, the crusade. This is such a fun section to teach because this is really what we stand for, our crusade. One of my favorite things to do during this section of the presentation is to keep emphasizing why I'm so passionate about what I do. Try your best to keep your comments short and sweet and to the point. This section does not need to drag on. Here's a simple, quick example of how to explain the 5 bullet points. John and Mary, one of the reasons why I am so passionate about what I do is, first of all, we take an educational approach to finances. What we found is that we can't say the right things to the wrong person. But for the people who care about their financial future, we want them to know that we do not take a pressure-based sales approach, but instead we'd rather sit down and inform people so they can make an educated decision of what's best for their own future. The second reason why I love working for this company is because we help everyone realize the opportunity for financial independence. This is so opposite of the financial industry. There's an article out there talking about how, unfortunately, Merrill Lynch will no longer pay their financial advisors if they work with someone who has anything less than $250,000 to begin. Can you believe that? What's awesome about our company is we work with the upper class, we can work with the lower class, but our biggest priority is smack dab in the middle Americans, where the help is mostly needed. That, to me, was one of the biggest reasons why I chose to work with this company. I personally come from Middle America, and I know how badly the help is needed there. Because we work with Middle America, we've gone from being a smaller company to one of the biggest in the financial services industry. The third reason why... Section 7, the personal financial strategy. This should take no more than 2 minutes. Now, something I want to point out about this, for those of you that presented any of our previous presentations, in the past we took a little more time to go through this section. I want you to do the exact opposite. I want you to cruise through this section. One of the main reasons why is because if they come to the financial overview, we will get into details there. What I'd like you to do is simply state what the number is and then give them a power statement or thought-provoking question and move on. Here's an example of how to go through the personal financial strategy. All right, so enough about who we are. Let's talk about what we do. When we sit down with people, we put together something called a personal financial strategy. I believe that people don't plan to fail, they just simply fail to plan. Unfortunately, we spend more time in our lives planning for our next summer vacation than we do our financial futures. Just like building a house, a bridge, or a skyscraper, it is highly important to have a blueprint. We think it's equally important in the financial world to have a financial blueprint. Here are 6 areas that you need to have under control at all times. The first area would be cash flow. It's not so much how much money you make, it's what you do with your money that matters the most. The second area is having proper protection. So in other words, insurance. One of the areas that we feel like our clients need the most help with is making sure they are properly protected in regards to life insurance. I think you would agree that death does not wait until you're out of debt or until you have an emergency fund. In fact, it doesn't wait till it's convenient. It can strike at any second. Section 8, ABC 123. This section should take anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Ultimately, what that means is you have to move quickly through this information. One of the things I want to caution you highly about in this section is to not get into too much information and do not get into a lot of Q&A. This is not the time nor the place to do that. By keeping it short and simple, this allows even the newest rep with our company to learn this presentation very quickly. Do not get into product information or advanced knowledge. Save that for a return appointment or for the financial overview. All right, when transitioning into this part of the presentation, again, it's very simple. Go to the next page and point to the top and just ask, so John and Mary, what are you currently doing to plan for your financial future? Note to you as the presenter, the reason why we're asking this question is not to belittle or disrespect what they're doing, but to simply have a clear idea of where they're at and where they're going. One thing I also like to do is if they answer this question that they've done several different things in regards to finances, I like to follow up by asking one simple question. So it seems like you've had some good experience with finances. Do you enjoy learning about money? If they have a natural interest in learning about finances, you can use that as a mental note later on when talking about the recruiting possibilities. All right. Once you've done that, transition into the ABC 123 section. There are two areas that I really enjoy teaching people about when it comes to saving and investing. The first area that we like to talk about is rate of return. In other words, how do you make interest? If you're a very conservative person, most people are generally going to put their money in a fixed account. A fixed account is anything that you know what the interest rate is going to be a year from today. So for example, a checking, a savings account, maybe a money market account, a CD, treasury bills, things like that. What kind of people put money in these accounts? People who are looking for safety and protection. They don't like to risk their money, nor do they like to lose. Unfortunately, by making a fixed interest rate, yes, you are protected, but at the same time, when you factor in inflation and taxes, you don't have growth. So for people who are looking for growth or on the opposite side of this diagram, they're in what we call variable-based accounts. This is for someone who's aggressive. They know they have to grow their money, and generally they put their money in things like stocks. They put their money in real estate. They put their money in precious metals or mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs. And yes, over an extended period of time, they will make better interest. However, they've really got to get used to the roller coaster effect. Nothing was more painful than for someone in 2008 from the top to the bottom in the S&P 500 to lose over 50% of their money. Yes, you have the growth opportunities, but you have exactly opposite of the fixed person. You have no safety or protection. Most of the people that I talk to, they choose one or the other. Should I put my money in a fixed account and protect it, or should I put my money in a variable type scenario and have the opportunity to grow with no protection? We feel like that's a silly question. Just like in sports, is it more important to play offense or defense? In reality, you have to do both. That's why we really like this middle section. This is one of hundreds of different types of what we call grow and protected based accounts. This is called an indexing option. Let me explain how this works. Just like in the variable scenario, when the market does well, you have the opportunity to grow. But just like in the fixed account, when the market goes down, it goes into a safety mode and protects everything you've done and locks the value that you've earned up to that point. And then when the market goes up again, you get to grow. When the market goes down, you go into protection mode. Now we realize some people are conservative, some people are aggressive, but we just want people to know that there are options in between where you can grow and protect your money at the same time. Why do you think more people don't use accounts that grow and protect? What we've found is that just like what we started with, most people lack financial education and knowledge, and they just don't know that these accounts even exist. Would you say that you're more of a conservative person? An aggressive person, or possibly somebody in between. take mental note of what they decide. I'll explain later why. The second area we feel like is highly important that people better understand in regards to their finances would be taxes. Have you ever noticed that there are two certainties in life? Death and taxes. Now, regardless of where you put your money, ultimately you have three options. Section 9, career possibilities. This section should take anywhere from about 2 to 4 minutes. All right, so here's the reality. If you are working with our company and you have more of a financial or producer-based mentality, then your natural inclination is going to be to want to skip this last section. Do not do it. There are way too many people out there, although you can help them with their finances and set up different types of financial products, bottom line, the most important and most valuable product that you can offer them is the opportunity for the company. Too many people out there do not love their job, they don't even like their job, they simply tolerate their job. If you started with the upfront close that I recommended earlier, the transition into this section is actually pretty easy. Here's an example of how you can do that. John and Mary, when I first started the appointment this evening, one of the things that I started off with was mentioning that our company is currently aggressively growing. As I finish up this last section right here, if you could do me a favor and ask yourselves, do you know of anyone who may be open to a new career path, including yourselves? What we're looking for would be four types of positions. The first one is called a referral associate. This would be for somebody who's very limited in time and they've got a lot of things going on already in their lives. If they like what we do and they'd be willing to spend maybe a few weeks to get some licensing done, this would be a great position where they could refer people to us and in the meantime make some extra compensation. For a lot of people, an extra $250 or $500 up to $1,000 monthly for referrals would be extremely helpful. The second type of a position is one called the twin career. This is actually how I personally started with the company. I had a full-time job, but I did have just a little bit extra time, maybe 5 to 10 hours. Section 10, the business review card. This should take 1 to 2 minutes. One conclusion that I've come to in my personal career is that sometimes people are very difficult to read. Instead of trying to read people's minds, we prefer to use the business review card in order to understand exactly what direction we need to go after a presentation. Here's an example of something you could say in order to transition from the brochure over to the business review card. John and Mary, I hope you can see why Mark is so excited to be working with our company. Again, we believe he's going to do a great job here. In conclusion, I don't want you to feel obligated by any means, but at the same time, we don't want to miss out on opportunities to properly follow up with people if they have any questions or interests, or if they may know of somebody who also may be interested. To help us do that, we have something called a business review card. If you could take a second and look this over, fill out anything that you may have any further questions about, I'd really appreciate it. That way we'll know exactly what we need to do in order to follow up. All right, once you've received the business review card from the person you've been speaking with, in closing, all right, congratulations, you've now reviewed the 10 steps to doing a phenomenal first presentation. I just want to remind you that you're going to go through 3 stages as you perfect your presentation. First of all, you have the awkward stage. This takes anywhere from 1 to about 10 presentations. I hate to break it to you, but there are no shortcuts. You've just got to pay the price. Stumble forward, keep learning the words, perfect it, internalize the presentation, you'll have it down in no time. The second stage is the mechanical stage. This is where you've got it internalized, you've got it learned, it's almost like a play, but the problem is it's still not quite to that perfected stage. This is a fun stage. This is usually somewhere between 10 to 25 appointments in. Keep doing more and more presentations, internalize it, perfect it, learn your